This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're an observant participant in the economy that surrounds you, surely you have noticed. I mean, how could you not have? They're all over the place out there. Mattress stores is what I'm talking about. You know the ones, big showrooms full of beds of every kind. Yet if you look inside as you drive by, often the only person in there is a lonely salesman who looks honestly like he needs a nap. Mattress stores, it turns out, aren't just thriving, they are multiplying. One industry analyst figures we're going to add 700 more of them in this country in the next 5 years. From Chicago, Derek John has more on what gives with that.
Amy Aarons Terpstra is one of the people losing sleep over the sudden explosion in mattress stores she's noticed on her daily commute. She recently took me for a drive through Chicago's South Loop.
At my last count, there was 5 mattress stores either on or right off Roosevelt Road.
2 of those stores are from the same company, the one called Mattress Firm.
So here's our second mattress firm. What are we at, in Canal? But there's not only that, there's another one right around the corner. American Mattress, it's right there. See it?
Right.
They could throw a stone at each other.
And let's not even talk about another shopping strip on the north side that has 10 mattress stores in less than a mile. Now, retail clustering is nothing new, but unlike a burger and fries, a mattress is not exactly an impulse buy.
Honestly, I have bought 1 mattress in my entire adult life, and I just cannot conceive of how a city can sustain so many mattress stores.
And it's not just Chicago. In the past decade, the number of specialty mattress stores has jumped from 7,000 to nearly 10,000 stores nationwide.
There's no snoozing on the job in this industry.
That's Dave Perry, betting editor for the trade magazine Furniture Today. And after 33 years of reporting on mattresses, you end up using a lot of puns.
I do sometimes, I have to admit. It's a wide-awake marketing plan. Companies got bounce in their sales.
But seriously, Perry says nowadays there's a greater awareness of the benefits of sleep. Baby boomers are upgrading to fancier mattresses. And despite some online startups, so far, mattress shopping is largely internet-proof.
The only way you can really test the comfort of the mattress is to lie down on it. So I think the brick-and-mortar stores have a very big advantage.
Finally, where people used to replace their mattress every 10 to 15 years, now they're doing it more often. In fact, Mattress Firm's slogan is replace every 8. Sam Woods is the company's senior vice president of sales.
When that consumer says, I'm fed up, I can't sleep on this bed any longer, we want them to think, hey, there's a Mattress Firm right over there.
And over there and over there. The Houston-based company has been gobbling up its rivals. It just acquired Sleepy's and is now in 48 states. Turns out mattress stores are a good business to be in. They have high profit margins, low overhead, and typically just one salesperson.
Yeah, so if you think about it, if you sold 3 or 4 beds a day and your average ticket is $1,000, well, you know, that's a $4,000 day times 365. All of a sudden, you've got, you know, over $1 million business there.
Okay, but why have multiple Mattress Firm stores right next to each other? Wood says he used to wonder the same thing, but then he discovered something unexpected. As Mattress Firm began taking over the competition across the street, he figured they would close the weakest store.
Well, what happens is that often those two stores will both improve their performance. And so we're like, maybe we'll keep them both open.
That ubiquity is now part of their strategy, since each new store can also double as advertising. Now, remember Amy, the skeptical consumer? By the end of our drive, she was singing a different tune.
I think I might need a new mattress.
In Chicago, I'm Derek John from Marketplace.